Describe your training.
I went to Birmingham University, started in 1982. There were 160 in the year, of which less than a third were female. So right then, women were still weren't most commonly going into medicine. We were quite a big, one of the bigger medical schools, I think, and it was a more traditional sort of training with 2 years that was very much theoretical. You did anatomy, physiology, biochemistry, and then after that you worked for 3 years, you were on the wards and very much doing more clinical medicine. You had very little clinical contact in the first 2 years. We had one general practice placement, which actually I loved, which was with a child who'd been born with a disability. But I thoroughly enjoyed it, and from having fallen on it, as it just seemed like a good idea at the time, I thoroughly enjoyed everything about it, from learning the theory to the practical application. So I was lucky I landed on my feet. I think I also had a good social life. I met some very nice people, a lot of whom I still am in contact with. And I remember at the time it seemed a very easy way to leave home, because you were sort of semi-attached to home. But certainly from the third year onwards, you had very little holidays, so you didn't have the long university holidays. And it was about 2 hours from home, so it wasn't too bad to get home if I needed to.
Can you remember how much you learned about diabetes throughout the training?
I can't remember exactly how much. We certainly would have done the theory, and we would certainly have come across patients with diabetes on the wards. But I didn't have any of my clinical attachments to a diabetes team, although I would have come across them on general medical and surgical takes. But we certainly would have learnt the theory. And pharmacology, I remember I always really liked the way pharmacology was taught at Birmingham. I'm sure we must have gone into the treatment for diabetes in the big sort of teaching sessions, where seven of us would be put in front of the whole year, having been asked to research a particular subject, and then talking it through with one of the professors and senior lecturers in pharmacology. So I think you're aware of it, but it was not given any special recognition, as would renal disease. One of the things my junior surgical attachment was on a transplant team. So I saw more liver and renal transplants than I did appendectomies and hernias. But significantly, a large number of the people with kidney transplants would have had diabetes as well. And I can remember, learning how to write up the insulin that they were on. And I very clearly remember one lady who'd had, who's one of the earliest pancreas transplants. And I remember meeting her in an outpatients. It was only partially successful, and I have no idea how long it remained successful for.